4CEF mobile.
4CEF KD2BNG.
Gloomy afternoon or evening, I guess.
Evening, I guess. What is it, about 5:30? Yeah, I'm all right. Too gloomy and too rainy and cold, and I don't deal too well with cold recently.
Because of how cool it has been today, man. At work, working in the plant, it's heated, but when you're near the dock doors and it gets a little bit cool, I was really surprised at how cool it was at my desk.
I'm old, my bones and muscles are locked up, so I can't really tolerate cold like I used to 20 years or even 8 or 10 years ago. I mean, yeah, it gets below about 50 degrees and I'm basically frozen. And I, you know, when I lived up north, I would go out in the cold weather when it was colder than this. It would be like below freezing. I'd go out wearing just like a light jacket, or maybe not even that, and go for a vigorous walk. And, you know, because the cold air, when you exercise, you know, go for a brisk walk or a jog in the cold air.
And every time I've ever done running or something in the cold, man, it always irritated my lungs. Like, I'd be just coughing for days after it. I always have bad luck whenever I get outside in the cold. But I tell you what, though, I wouldn't mind a little bit of snow. But in all honesty, I'd love to get out and play with my kids in it. But, you know, one good one and done, I would be okay with. But I really don't think it's going to happen this year.
What was it we had snow last year? Last year, I think you had more than just a half inch that immediately evaporated. Snow actually hung around for a couple of days.
Enough to be able to do a little something outside for a little bit. You know, maybe be off the day for work, play with the kids, and then be done with it.
Yeah. All right, stand by. I'll be back in a minute.
4CEF, standing by.
K04 ACX. Hey, Andrew.
About home?
Maybe between 5 and 10 minutes left.
A few minutes ago. Stayed a little later than I wanted to, but, you know, I ain't gonna turn down the money, I guess, after spending so much on the septic tank.
Surprised to hear you on this late in the afternoon.
Yeah, 4:30, and one of the jobs in my area was a little bit behind, and I know how to do enough to be dangerous, and I can help them out a little bit. So the boss man jumped in to help them out. So I did that for for a little while, and then I realized it was about 5 o'clock. So I figured I need to slide on out the door.
Did you jump in there and give them a hand anyway?
I definitely try to learn a little something of my area. I mean, you know, and then try to be able to run some stuff. I feel like it at least gives people the idea that I you know, I want to know, or at least know what it's like to be on the line. Most of them don't know that I was ever on the line years and years back, but even still, as I get older, it is a little bit harder.
But as, you know, a manager, you, I would want to know how to do the jobs in there, just so if something happens, you know, you can step in if you needed to.
That, I know any time I've ever seen my boss man either sweeping or whatever, it's usually, I always felt like it meant a little something, like, you know, he cared or whatever. I don't really know how to describe it, but, I mean, I try to be that for my employees at least. That way they know I at least know somewhat how it feels.
I've worked with bosses like that or managers, and, you know, it makes you feel like they're part of the team anyway. They're at least trying to connect with you. They're not just trying to be there to tell you what to do all the time.
Yeah, how was your day at work?
Today, business was off because of the rain, but other than that, I had a really good day.
It was pouring pretty good, wasn't it?
It was thundering there for a little while early this morning.
Lightning on my way to work. I never did hear any thunder. And then usually if I can hear the rain inside the plant, that's when I know it's coming down pretty good. and I heard that a time or two today. Man, it's dreary out here now, I know that.
Starting to break up here, so maybe it won't be around too much longer.
And things dried out a little bit.
Nice all the way through Saturday, and then start raining again Sunday for all next week. Looking forward to this weekend.
Too, I'm looking forward to seeing everybody set up and just meet people that you know you've been talking to on the radio, or you hear their voice, and I think it'll definitely be a nice thing to do. I mean, it's neat when you get to do it anyway, at like a ham fest, but still, I haven't been to meetings and stuff like that, and it'd be finally nice to meet some people.
It is, and I've met a lot of them, but a lot of them I've only met once or twice, and really hadn't had a chance to talk to them, and hopefully there'll be a lot of guys there that you can learn something from, so that'd be fun too. But hey, are you going to be around this evening? You going to be free for a little while?
Yeah, man, I don't have anything planned. Besides just eating supper when I get home and relaxing on the couch or at the computer, I'll be free. So if you need me, you can give me a call.
I may call you about FL Digi setting up on a new computer.
No problem. I'll start looking some stuff up whenever I sit down at a computer and just be ready for it just in case.
I started looking up on it a little bit today, but I didn't get too far in between customers, so do a little more research and then I may give you a call later today or something, text you first.
For a while, you getting it set up?
Big call and just the digital modes.
Stuff I sent you on the NVIS?
A chance, so I may try to do that before I give you a call, because the wife's not home this evening. She's going to church. I got done a little early, so I got a little bit of time, so just quiet time for me.
I read a little bit of that article. It was neat. You know, they were talking about the different takeoff angles depending on your antenna height and kind of getting set up for NVIS. Too bad old Mike and Tim, KK4POT, they don't get on the air much anymore because they were big in the NVIS and local regional communication.
No, they were, and I hate not talking to them anymore. Missed that morning. That half of our morning crew.
Call sign, KK4POT. I saw his call sign on WinLink. I think I was checking my WinLink email, and it's in the 2 meter directory for I think it's the Easley area. I couldn't contact his station. I think it's just too far off to try to do Simplex, but I did see it on the list.
I remember his call sign.
Oh, that's the only way I remembered it was, but I think it's either KK4POT or it's something 4POT, and what was Mike's, NXE or something like that, I can't remember. It's all saved in my phone.
I was first getting in, and I was really struggling with call signs. Now I still struggle with them from time to time, but not nearly as bad.
That I know that all too well. But usually when I save people in my telephone, if they're a ham radio contact, I'll add in their call sign. It took me forever to get Ken's call sign down because I couldn't hear it. It was just killed me, and it took me forever.
There's certain letters in the call sign that are just hard to make out sometimes unless somebody really enunciates them.
Finally get them to give you their, I don't remember the name for it. You know what I'm talking about, where they give you the word instead of the letter. Numeric, I had all kinds of words going through my head. Phonetic would not come out.
That. Well, I have arrived at the house. I'm going to say 7-3s for now, but I will text you later, and maybe we can get together this evening on that. Good to talk to you, Andrew, and I'll talk to you in the morning. I'll be clear.
7:30, I appreciate you keeping me coming on my way home. And we'll either haul at you tonight or in the morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by for a little bit longer.
Patrick, have a good evening, then. 4ZLK. And hello, Andrew.
Good evening.
At home at the desk in a nice warm house, so that's how I'm doing. I'm a lot better than you being out there on the road.
That, which I ain't got too much longer to go, so just a couple more miles. I'll be home probably about 5 minutes.
Well, I'm just doing some research here and heard you guys in there and wanted to say hello and say goodbye to Patrick. So have a good evening, Andrew, and we'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Have a good evening and enjoy that warm house. KO4CEF, standing by.
ZLK, KF4NXY.
N4ZLK.
Was I talking to you about the little gadget from Amazon to put in your car and then use that torque light to read it?
Not me, and I'm trying to remember. I heard the conversation. I think it was Dave, W4DJW. I think that's who you were talking to.
I believe I don't know if other people think them. To me, you and him sound a lot alike, so sometimes I get confused as to which one I've been talking to about what.
My worst people to sound like. I've actually been told that before, actually, a couple of years ago. Somebody told me the same thing. So that's all right there. Until you get to know somebody, sometimes voices sound very similar.
Yes, sir, they do. But anyway, I was just going to touch base with him and see if he'd had a chance to order him one of those.
Not if he's listening somewhere in the background, unless he's out going or unless he's eating dinner. So you may scare him up here if you keep talking.
Yes, sir, might do that. Well, you have a good evening, and I heard y'all's conversation, and I'm also planning on being there at the field day, so kind of, you know, lay eyes on a lot of these voices also. So I'm looking forward to the weekend. KF4NXY, I'm clear on your final.
Good to hear you this evening, and if I make it out there, I'll definitely look for you. I hope it'd be nice to meet you, too. KN4, oh my goodness, KF4NXY, N4ZLK.